You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Well, butter my butthead and call me a Beavis. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Animal for that catchphrase submission. Ooh, I wonder if that's the Muppet Animal. That would be exciting. Boy, a celebrity catchphraser here on Comedy Bang Bang. Of course, he would say it a little bit differently. I'm not going to even attempt to do an animal impression. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang, second episode of the year. We are so deep in Janny Danny. We are so deep. 2021 shaping up to be a spectacular year, and this year is no exception. I don't even think that makes sense, what I just said. But welcome to the show. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of Comedy Bang Bang, and have been the host and will be the host until I perish and pass it on to whomever I state receives the show in my will. I know that Jennifer character Wheaties. What's his name? Jeffrey. Jeffrey wants it. I've called him Jason Manzoukas so long that I forget his name is now I want to say Jennifer character Wheaties. Okay, that's not it. Jeffrey character Wheaties, but welcome to the show. We have a great show coming up. We have a writer coming up a little bit later. We have our old friend here coming up here at the start. We have... She is an entrepreneur of sorts. She runs the W Hotel, not the chain, but the W Hotel here in Los Angeles. And she also has some sort of a cucumber in a bun business that she, quite honestly, it did not sound like it would last through the quarantine, but we'll check in and see how that's going. Please welcome back our old friend Bean Dip. Hello, Bean Dip.
Hi, Scott. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Good to see you. It's been a few months.
It's been a few months, but I'll tell you this much. You are wrong when you say cucumbers and buns are not profitable, because I've made a lot of money over the last few months with cucumbers and buns and carrots and buns. So right. In your face.
Weren't you saying that you could have anything as a topping you wanted, including like very expensive items? Like,
yes, you could get caviar on your cucumber. You could get hot mustard. You could get Dijon mustard. You could get mustard with the granules.
Could I get an Xbox as a topping?
You can get a blended Xbox. We'll put it in a blender and we'll blend it. Yeah, we'll put it in tiny dust all over your cucumber dog.
See, this is why I don't think it would be profitable, because some of the things you're mentioning, and you sell the hot dogs for, I think, 75 cents or something like that.
So I'm 75 cents. If you want an Xbox on it, though, it will be $1,400.
Okay, see that? Okay, I understand then. The markup on the Xbox is quite high. It's great to see. I'm glad to hear that everything's going well for you, although I don't know if everything is going well as much as you've mentioned the one thing, your cucumber and carrot and bun business.
Everything's going well. My love life, business life, personal, exercise, food, air quality, everything's going great for me.
What's going on with your love life? I don't know that we've ever talked about that. I mean, let's talk about your love life and then your personal life.
Okay, fine. Don't get me started, but...
No, please do, though. I want you to get started now.
Are you familiar with... I'm going to rattle off a couple of names.
Oh, okay. You're telling tales. You're naming names. All right, yeah.
Well, sure. Are you familiar with Ben Affleck? Are you familiar with Angela Merkel? Are you familiar with Kamala Harris? Are you familiar with Ben Affleck's brother, Casey Affleck?
Well, let's take them in order. Ben Affleck, I know from Batfleck, right? Okay. Angela Merkel, you said?
Yeah, Angela Merkel. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I am indeed familiar with Angela Merkel, not from Batfleck. And then you have Kamala Harris, of course, who will be the vice president in about a week.
Yeah, vice.
And then Casey Affleck, who is brother to Batfleck. So, yes, I'm familiar with all four.
Okay, well, all of them have been my lovers through quarantine, and I'm done with all of them. They were fun while they lasted.
So, Kamala, was this during the campaign or?
It was during the campaign, and that's why I had to end it, because I'm like, bitch, I need more time from you.
Okay. So you weren't getting what you need from her.
Not totally. Can I get real? She was pretty good about chowing box, but she was not good about making meals, spending time, looking in the eyes, all that.
Yeah. Do you expect your lovers to make all the meals?
Yes. I expect my lovers to make all the meals.
How many meals do you eat a day, by the way?
Six.
Six a day. Yeah. See, this is why it's kind of dicey to get involved with a bean dip.
Well, is it dicey or is it good for your health? All the statistics and every scientist for MDs will say 6 meals a day instead of 3 if you want to be healthy.
Well, 6 meals a day, I mean, that's hard to do, especially during quarantine. Do you have supplies there in the house? I mean,
guess what? It's not hard, Scott, when you make a giant pizza and eat it 4-6 times in a day. But Kamala was too busy to make giant pizzas.
Yeah, I guess to make giant pizza. Do you have a wood burning oven? Or?
I have a wood burning stove inside my house and out in the backyard.
Two wood burning stoves.
Also, two wood burning stoves at the W. So if I want to make a special pizza, I go to the W to get it made.
So a special pizza you can't get made in one of your two wood burning stoves there at your house. Uh-huh. You then need to go to the W.
It's an ingredient issue. It's a spicing issue. It's like they know how to do the Tetris of pizza, TM.
Oh, what is the Tetris of meaning?
Meaning put them where they fit, make the most space, don't put things by things that shouldn't touch, fill in the holes.
What shouldn't touch on a pizza?
Pepperoni should never touch a pineapple.
Okay, I guess, although... Technically, it all ends up in your stomach, and it's all touching. Isn't that right?
Well, wrong.
And then it comes out the butt, and it's all touching there, as far as I can tell, unless you have diarrhea.
Well, take a science class, because they do not mix in your stomach.
Do they cover diarrhea in science class? I think I would have been far more interested if week one, it was like, all right, look, I know this is a biology class. Let's get it out of the way and talk about diarrhea.
Uh-huh. Well, but. Basically, I'm talking about a science class, not a biology class. And yes, in a science class, you will cover diarrheans, you will cover solids, you will cover halfies. That's when it's half diarrheans, half
sure,
solids.
Yeah, I understand what a halfie is.
But if you don't understand this yet, get on the LACC website and get a science class, because pepperoni goes in a different box in your stomach than pineapple does.
What?
Everybody knows it.
Is this like how cows have four stomachs? We have two, and one pepperoni goes in one and pineapple goes in another?
Scott, can I ask you something?
Please. I mean, I've asked you all the questions. I would prefer to be asked them.
I just said, is a different box inside your own one stomach? Did I say four stomachs?
No, Bean Dip, no, you did not. I apologize. I should listen more carefully to my guests.
Apology accepted. Thank you for your condolences.
So it sounds like you've been eating really well during quarantine. That's great.
I've been eating great because my lovers know how to fix the food, and the second they don't, hit the bricks.
Yeah, I can only imagine that that's really hard. I mean, has there ever been a time in your life when you've gone hungry at all?
No. There was a second with Uncle Marco where I thought, this bitch is not going to make my schnitzel this morning. But then she showed up. I didn't realize that she had been at the DMV and had run late. So she made it. But there was a little period of time where I thought, I'm not going to get to eat in a lot of time I'm going to eat.
And this what was Angela Merkel doing at the DMV?
She's just trying to get her American license.
Trying to get the right picture?
How she says it is like, I'm trying to get the right picture on my American license so when I visit from Germany for my summits that I can rent a car and do good driving. I'm like, bitch, don't. Make my schnitzel. Get out.
So my follow-up question is, do all of your lovers have to make food that is native to their home country?
That's right.
So Angela Merkel is making schnitzel. I guess Batfleck and Kaffleck, they're making Boston baked beans?
They are making Boston baked beans. They're making dark beers. They are making French fries. But they make a lot of bar food.
Yeah, yeah. And Kamala, you get the best of two worlds,
I get the best of two worlds. I get, hey, give me some American pizza. Also, I can get me a curry going.
So, wow. So I would imagine your time with her, your belly was full.
My belly was full. Let's get real, Scott. My heart was full. She just was not doing the greatest job. So she had
She has a lot of stuff going on, you know, especially now. I mean, she's going to be in Washington most of the time.
Good luck.
You deserve better.
Good. Thank you. Good luck. Good luck, Kamala. Thank you, Scott.
2021 is upon us. And anything happened to you in 2020? I mean, I know the year is new, but what's been going on in 2021? How's your 2021 been? It's hard to say 2021. I mean, it's like 2020 was so easy. And then 2021. It doesn't even sound like a thing.
Well, watch this. 2021. Easy.
Okay, sorry. You're right.
Well, the year has been interesting because I usually don't talk about my family of origin.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know where you're from or anything about you.
Well, I'm from a few different places in the United States of America. But my father is still alive, and he has been in the news lately. Thank you.
Wait, he's been in the news lately? How do you mean?
He's been in the news lately. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is Bean Dad.
Wait, Bean Dad? Uh-huh. Bean Dad is your father?
Bean Dad is my dad.
Wait a minute. Are you the girl that was trying to open the can of beans?
That's my little sister.
Oh, okay, because you know how to open the can of beans.
I do, but believe me, I've been there where she is, where that bastard's looking down at you saying, hey, get it open on your own, bitch.
So that's your father? Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I guess I should have put two and two together, Bean Dad and Bean Dip.
Well, I mean, it seems like it would make sense.
There. You have the same family name, Bean.
If I met a bitch named
Trixie. Is Mr. Bean? Are you related to Mr. Bean?
Mr. Bean is my uncle.
Wow, he hates cancel culture.
He does hate cancel culture. My uncle hates cancel culture because he's
You've
like...
You've always said it.
Since way back, my uncle hates cancel culture. And I feel like he hates it because he's like, uh-oh, then I won't be able to make my eyes go wide at surprising things.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your dad. Yeah, he's been going through a rough time ever since he told the tale of, depriving your sister of beans.
Yeah.
Does your sister, is your sister all right? Does your sister have enough beans currently?
My sister, her name is Shocky.
Shocky, Bean Shocky?
Bean Shocky.
Bean Shocky. Okay.
Bean Shocky's been calling me and saying, I'm fine now. I have all the beans I want. I have also bread. I have also...
What about puzzles? Is she good on puzzles? Because I know that, your dad was hoarding one.
I have plenty of puzzles. I have beans. Don't worry about me, sis. But I said, do I need to come down there and take care of Bean Dad? So I called him, and he said, hey, I'll do whatever I want. Remember when I made you open your own can? But except mine wasn't beans. It was peas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a can of whoop-ass. That would be like a nice like insult for him.
I dare Bean Dad to try to open a can of whoop-ass on me.
You either open this can of beans or I open a can of whoop-ass. That would have been a great addition or addendum, at least, to the story.
But Shocky's going to come live with me.
He's or your sister, Bean Shocky's going to come live
with me. Bean Shocky's going to come live with Shocky. Me.
Where's your mother in all of this?
Oh, passed away.
Oh, was that Mr. Bean's sister or is Bean Dad?
That's Mr.
Bean's brother.
That's Mr. Bean's sister. My mom was named Mrs. Bean.
Mrs. Bean. No. Well, wait, is Orson Bean involved in all of this as well?
Orson Bean is a cousin of mine. We don't talk a ton, but Thanksgiving, I love to hang out with Orson.
Yeah, wow. Well, I mean, that's great that Shocky Bean, or Bean Shocky, rather, is going to come live with you. And has your father been arrested? I haven't quite kept up with the story. I don't know what's going on with it.
I'm going to wait till Bean Shocky is safely at the W, and then sure. I'm going to call. I have SWAT on my text. I'm going to SWAT.
You're going to SWAT him?
I'm going to SWAT him. I'm going to text SWAT and say, go on, get Bean Dad. Then they'll go in and take him, and he'll go away to prison, and Bean Shocky's going to live in my house.
Well, Bean Dip, I'm sorry to hear about the troubles with your family, but I'm glad you're all right. I'm glad your sister will soon be safe and secure. I'm glad your father will be behind bars very soon.
Behind bars pretty soon, never to release.
So he's getting life for this transgression?
He's getting life for this. I'll make sure of it. I already spoke to a few Supreme Court justices.
How many? Because I think there's 7. Is that right?
I spoke to 5. That's a majority.
Whoa, the majority.
Mm-hmm. And they said, don't worry, Bean Dip. We'll make sure he's in there forever. And we'll make sure bad things happen. I hope you're hearing this, Bean Dad. Bad things are going to happen.
Who dissented, by the way?
Guess. Kavanaugh.
Oh, Kavanaugh. Yeah, he wants to hang out with Juki and Spitz or whatever.
This was his exact sentence. Well, Bean Dad seems like fun to have beers with.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Kavanaugh. Man. Yeah,
thanks.
Bean Dip, it's great to have you on the show. Are you excited? I need your strong co-host energy here because we have a writer here on the show.
I love writers.
Really? Who's your favorite?
Stephen King's.
Stephen King's? Is that different? Is that different than the horror author?
No, that's the horror author. Christine, Cujo, Silence a Lot.
Sir Lancelot or Silence of the Lot of the Lambs? Is that, what did you just say?
Salem's Lot, but also
Salem's Lot.
And also Silence of the Lot of the Lambs.
A lot of the lambs. Most of the lambs, if
most
we're being
of
honest.
The lambs, but some got away. Run, these little bitches.
What is that story that he told about it? I know the whole title is based on it. Something about lambs being loud or something. I know I should know this.
Okay, I'll do the whole I'll do the whole monologue for you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Clarice, how could you get in here? Who let you into security? Listen up.
Why is he surprised? Like, security would be surprised if she got past them, maybe, but, like, he should just be accepting of any visitors he has.
I agree, but who are you going to tell besides Stephen King's?
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Clarice, how'd you get in here? This should not be allowed. Listen up.
So very quickly moves on, gets over his initial questions about the why she's there, and then now wants her to listen up.
And now listen up. I used to live somewhere, and I used to watch you. I knew you lived on a farm. You were the kind of girl who was dirty all the time, and you looked like a little boy. You bitch. I saw you playing with the lambs, and you would say, I want to keep this one. I want to keep this one. And your mama would say, we need our meat. We're going to have our lamb and rice tonight. So get out there with the knife and cut their throats. So you went out and you cut the throats, and they screamed. Are the lambs still screaming, Clarice?
But he never says, now they're silent, or... Now you're hearing the silence of the lambs, or
I left it off the monologue because she just stares for a couple of minutes.
Okay, so a full 120 seconds of screen time just staring.
And then he goes, "The lambs are silent."
So it's the whoever came up with the title, Stephen King, I would imagine, is taking a few liberties. He's not taking a direct quote of the silence of the lambs. He's saying, but sort of changing it a little bit.
He's making it more metaphorical.
Beautiful work. Stephen King, one of the best living authors. Well, we have maybe perhaps the second best living author coming up on the show. Excited for this because we're going to talk to him together.
I can't wait to talk to another great author.
Wow. Well, we do have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with Bean Dip and more from this writer. I'm not quite sure who it is. My producer hasn't given me the name, but we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones, and we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again. This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition, That's right, the letter X and then Pedition. A sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye! Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. Wonderful show. We have Bean Dip here, hanging out, being a co-host. I need you, I need you in there interjecting. Anything that comes to mind, I need you to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Quite like this?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could have come in a little earlier, as far as I'm concerned. But,
okay, great.
All right. But we do have a writer on the show. Is that right? I'm asking, our new producer, Devin, here with us. Just give me the information. This isn't a writer necessarily. I mean, he writes raps. Is that what you meant by this? He is a, we've talked to him before. He has written, you can't even say that he's written raps necessarily, but he is an original member of the Sugar Hill Gang, according to him. Please welcome Cal Solomon.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Scott. It's good to see you.
It's great to see you. It's a happy new year. May I be the first to say this to you?
You are not the first, I'm sorry to say. I've seen other people since the last time I saw you. So yeah, some other people have said it, but you're still getting in there pretty early.
Were people saying it to you last year? I mean, since the last time I saw you, that was like 5 months ago.
Some people did say Happy New Year when it was getting close to New Year's Eve.
Because they want to be the first.
I hate that.
They knew, I think, just as a pleasantry, and they knew they probably weren't going to see me between New Year's Eve and the New Year, and so it sort of became like a Happy New Year because the New Year's coming up.
Oh, I see. So like, if I don't see you, Happy New Year kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a shorthand.
Sure, I understand. Speaking of shorthands, how big are your bad boys there? Hold them up to the camera if you could.
You know, I have very long hands.
Whoa, those are really, are like God. E.T. size.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hi,
you never look down at your hands anytime we've ever done a show together.
I keep them hidden because I know they're distracting.
How come it's got knobs on the end of the fingers just like E.T.?
Oh, hey, hello, young lady. My name is
Cal Bean Dip, by the way, Cal Solomon.
Hi, Bean Dip. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, Cal. Nice to meet you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, dear.
Shorthand.
Shorthand.
So it looks like you have 10 of like Uma Thurman thumbs.
Here's what it is. Are you talking about from that one movie?
Yeah, even, from the, no,
even
from all
cowgirl
movies.
Cowgirls get the blues?
Sure.
My favorite Tom Robbins adaptation. I do have very long fingers, and they're so long that at the very tips, another knuckle started to grow.
Oh, no. So does that come in handy at all? Is that a good thing?
No, actually a hindrance in many ways.
Because now you can bend your finger in, I guess, three different places.
Well, no, it's just the knuckle is right there, and there's nothing to bend because it just stops at the knuckle.
Oh, it's at the tip?
It's just the tip.
So where are your fingerprints? Below the knuckle?
My fingerprints are below the extraneous knuckle, which makes it very difficult to operate anything like a touch screen, you know, things like that.
Right, where something that requires a fingerprint identification.
Something requires a fingerprint identification.
Although... You can now probably not leave fingerprints on things when you're pressing buttons and murdering people, I would imagine.
This is great news.
Well, I mean, I'm not so much of a murderer, so it hasn't come in handy in that way.
Have you done anything,
Sure I have.
Okay, but let me be a little more specific.
Oh, okay.
Have you done anything in 2021 or 2020?
Sure I have.
Okay, but again, I'm going to narrow it down slightly.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I keep jumping the gun.
That you didn't want the police to know you had done.
Oh, there was more.
Wait, you were going to say sure after that you didn't want the police?
No, I didn't. I don't want the police. But no,
I'm ACAB, of course.
I mean, I'm a pretty American cucumbers are bountiful. I'm a I'm a pretty law abiding guy. You know, I don't really get into too much trouble. You know, the having the fingerprints be hard to get on stuff hasn't been something that's worked in my favor.
Yeah. I can only think of you know, one or two examples of it. Being a bummer, you know, like trying to turn on your phone, but I can think of a lot. Yeah.
Or maybe like when you're picking up food at a restaurant.
When I'm picking out food at a restaurant?
When you're picking it up, like you got a to-go order, you're not trying to get your fingerprints all over the to-go order.
That's true. I know that's a pet peeve for a lot of people when they go get the to-go orders. Yeah. And by the time they get it home, it's covered with fingerprints.
Yeah. It's just covered with smudges everywhere.
Nobody wants it.
Ah, we need some sort of way to fix this.
Don't you hate when you're taking your trash out and you, have, that
wrap.
You have that nice... Oh, boy. I hadn't thought about that, but...
This is quite akin to your previous rap, is it not?
Have you ever been in your own house and you have to take the trash out? I mean, the bag is shiny. It's black and sleek, and it makes you want to shout. So you pick up the bag, but don't you realize you got fingerprints all over the bag? And now it's smudged, and it's, it doesn't look like new anymore, and it looks like trash, which I guess is okay because it's the trash. You're taking the trash out.
Ah, oh, boy, you lost
Great.
It right there.
It got away from me.
I feel like the logic got involved there where you started wondering why you wouldn't throw away something
well,
that was smudged with fingerprints.
Exactly. And as always happens, I got my first rhyme in there, and then I got so distracted by feeling successful at getting the first rhyme in that I couldn't hold it together. That's the
like
story
Icarus,
of my
you
life.
Flew too close to the sun.
Hey, Cal.
Is that a yes, bean dip.
Talk us a little bit through that. The joy and elation you feel from your first rhyme and how it derails you.
Thank you.
Didn't
Bean
he
Dip.
Just?
I think what Bean wants is for me to go into greater detail about, which I'm happy to do
okay,
if that is
great.
The case.
I'd love it.
Here's the thing. Here's what it feels like is that, now look, I have established before on this program, and I hope it's not too annoying to repeat it. I do like to rap. I'm not very good at it, but I think I can get better.
That's right.
And so I keep trying, even though it hasn't clicked quite yet.
At a certain point, I feel like you had improved, where you got through two rhymes or three?
I think I may have gotten as far as three rhymes. And I can't figure out if it helps to have a musical backing or if it hurts to have a musical backing.
At this point, let's just say you shouldn't have one and we'll just see how
it
goes from there.
I mean, we don't need to, you know, we don't have to get those results right now. But because the topic is how good does it feel when I get a rhyme out? When I say the word that I know has to rhyme. Like when that happens first, I'm like, okay, I said that word. That means I got to rhyme that word. That's how rap goes.
And that's usually the last word that occurs on the last beat of a measure of four. Is that how it is?
Something like that. I mean, I don't know music, but when you're going, let's take Rapper's Delight. Have you ever been over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? Now, you know that a rhyme with good is coming up. So in my rap that I just did, where what was it? The word out?
I think it was out. Yes.
And so I think, okay, I gotta. It's coming up. I gotta think of the words. It's a funny thing where your mind is doing two things because you're talking, but you're also thinking about what's coming up next. And so I get to that part and I think, okay, shout rhymes without. And I talked about being happy. So this all makes a logical sense. Then by the time I realize like, okay, I did it. I feel so good inside. Like everything's going according to plan. This is everything. I feel almost a religious zeal. Like, everything is falling into place as the creator has planned. Then what I start rhymes, to trip
what
out.
What rhymes with religious zeal, by the way?
A nice cut of veal?
That's sure. Great, Carol.
But I mean, that's easy to do because they're right next to each other. But in a rap, they'd be farther apart. So then when I start thinking about, when I go into that state of religious zeal, then I start thinking about the existence of God and what does that mean? And, you know,
where do you land on that? On that, by the way,
I just don't know. I guess I'm an agnostic.
Okay, so you don't believe that there's a God, but...
I don't know for sure.
Right.
But I think there's got to be something up there that's responsible for everything, because otherwise, how would we have great raps like Rapper's Delight?
That's right. So, what's the thing on Earth that makes you go, there's got to be a God, other than Rapper's Delight?
I think dandelions, because they're two things. First, they're the thing you make the wish on, and then they become the yellow thing.
So they serve two purposes. One, make a wish, and then to be the yellow thing.
Yeah. To look like a pretty weed.
For me, horizons.
Oh, so you think when you look at any horizon, did you say Verizon? I just want to make sure.
I actually thought Bean Dip said Dead Bones Horizon, the old camp song.
Oh, okay.
I know it, Indian. I know it, brother. I know it. Wee, Dead Bones Horizon.
Did you say that, Bean Dip?
I said horizons, but I'm also, I also have a Verizon phone and...
You do? Oh, okay.
I love that song.
Oh, you're a green bubble person like me.
Does Verizon make phones or are they just the carrier upon other phones?
Oops, that's right. They're just the carrier.
Yeah.
I got carried away thinking of Android phones, which I do have. And Verizon's my carrier.
And by the way, during this pandemic, we don't want to be a carrier, you know?
Ooh, that's true.
So carriers are two things as well.
Good.
I don't want to be an asymptomatic. Hey, have you ever been? Now the hay is messing me up.
Hay almost is like getting our attention too much. Like you'd rather slip under the radar a little.
I didn't used to do that before, and now somehow I can't not do it. Hey, have you ever been the victim of quarantine because a pandemic's raging outside? I mean, you got to stay in. You can't see your friends, and you can't show hair nor hide. You got to run to the doctor. Oh, no. Then the next line, I immediately contradicted premise.
Yeah, well, you got to run to the doctor.
I had the rhyming word. I had the rhyming word.
You think doctor's the rhyming word? I think it
doctor's
coming up a little bit later.
Doctor's not the rhyming word. But
no, I mean for your second rhyme.
For the second, but I contradicted the whole premise of the first, which is you have to stay indoors. And then right. I talked so
we
much
can
about
make
that.
Exceptions for doctors.
But I mean, maybe that would have been where I was headed. I don't know. But I feel like by saying you got to run to the doctor, I should have started with you make exceptions, what the exceptions are.
Start there.
With the exceptions?
Yeah, sure. You said you should have started with the exceptions. So go ahead. Start there.
Well, I should have started the second. Now saying start the whole rap?
Yeah.
With the exceptions?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, start the whole rap with the
exceptions. Start the whole rap with the exceptions.
In media res.
Okay. I'll try it in situ. All right. Hey. Yeah.
Now you're doing the hey a lot.
I can't. It's in there now forever. Hey, there's a few exceptions to a quarantine when you got to stay inside, like running to the doctor, limited grocery shopping, and
oh man, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make get your head there.
That's all right. I
this is like a tin cup situation where I think you got to get rid of all of the change in your
pockets.
That's
a special thing. What does that mean, tin cup, where you got to get rid of the special change in your pockets?
Kevin Costner.
Yes, thank you, Kevin Costner. He at some point he's got the shanks and they make him take out
the
all
what?
The change. He keeps kind of slicing his ball to the left or to the right. I'm not quite sure. And it's in his head, and they make him take out all of the change in his pocket and do it. It's like when you have the hiccups. You're trying to get someone's mind off of it.
You have to take your money out of your pockets?
I mean, it might help.
I've never
Next time
tried
you get
that,
the hiccups, take all of your money out.
I'll give it a go. You know, I always carry every coin. Every American coin. Am
every single one? So what are we talking? JFK.
Penny, nickel, dime, quarter, Kennedy half dollar, and then whoever is the current dollar coin.
What about Sacagawea? Are you getting
hurt? Sacagawea was the dollar coin, that's who I had.
Do you have every bill as well?
I have one of every bill.
So even the $1 million bill?
Well, no. The ones that are in circulation.
Oh, okay. So the 10,000, though, you have one of those in your pocket
right now. No, that's not in circulation.
What's the biggest
one they have? The biggest one in circulation is the $100 bill.
That's the biggest?
Starring Benjamin Franklin.
I wonder if he ever has an understudy on any of those bills.
He does, Scott.
Couldn't show up.
Who is his understudy?
Every now and then he'll have an understudy of Abraham Lincoln.
I think so that would be confusing.
Sometimes you'll get a $100 bill and Abraham Lincoln's on there.
Yeah.
But dressed up as Benjamin Franklin.
Yes. That's the only way you know, because otherwise...
Which is pretty much just the bifocals, isn't it?
Yeah. Because if you get an Abraham Lincoln $100 bill, you might think, oh man, this is only a five.
Scott, do you think that the only physical difference between Benjamin Franklin and Abraham Lincoln is bifocals?
Well, I mean, that's the major tip-off. Maybe he has to, you know...
You think that's the major difference between...
Maybe,
otherwise,
maybe he's got to cover up his beard with, like, a fake Jay Leno jaw or something like that.
Sure. I think of them as looking very different. Also, Benjamin Franklin, I don't think, is wearing his bifocals for the official portrait that's on the $100 bill.
He's not.
That's true. Maybe the hat is the difference.
It's a wig, okay. Scott. It's white hair all bun. It's white
Wait,
hair and black
hair. Abe Lincoln's hat is a wig? That huge stovepipe?
Ben Franklin's hair is a wig.
Ben Pikeley's hair is a wig.
Ben Pikeley's hair is a wig.
Hair is a wig.
Hey, have you ever looked down at a $100 bill and Ben Pikeley's wearing his wig? I mean, you got to think, got to break this down because the bill is way too big. I got to get some change, got to get some fives, some tens, and even a 20. Then I'm going to go run to the store, not when it's approved. Scott, you throw me off. When it's approved. Yeah, I was trying to look for a clear path from 20 to honey, which is something you buy at the grocery store. But I also wanted to have a safe message in there and say when it's approved to go to the grocery store. And of course, you have to stand in a line 6 feet apart from people, and they only let a certain amount of people in at a time. And then I just started thinking about all the rules and I got lost. And then when you were saying plenty, then I started thinking, well, I said 20. Can I get away with saying plenty? When it should be pronounced 20, I guess, but I say 20 because I guess it's a regionalism. And then you can see I just got way off track.
Sure. Did you ever get to the existence of God on that train of thought or?
No, for the first time, I was so, because I think I thought of the second rhyme faster this time, I didn't even get to the God part. And
so we tin cupped you in a way and got you. Got you not thinking about God. That's a good thing.
Is it a good thing to not think about God?
I mean,
I'm agnostic, but I think it's good to have spiritual guidance.
Sure, but on Monday through Saturday, we can think about our wraps, certainly.
The money's gone already.
Well, Cal, whether you thought about God or not, that wrap started off great.
Thanks, Bean.
Sure.
You're so supportive, Bean Dip. I love this.
I'm really buying what he's selling, man. I'm picking up what he's throwing down. I would love to have an album.
Wow. No one has ever said that to me. Thank you, Bean Dip. That's very encouraging indeed. I wish that I could release an album someday of raps, but I've yet to get through one.
Have you ever thought about writing them down beforehand and then just reading them off of a paper?
Well, I mean, I guess I could do that.
I know that Jay-Z, when he gets into the studio, he comes up with
him
off
the dome. Who is
that
again?
Jay-Z? Okay, see, here's another problem. You don't even know the major players in the genre of music in which you want to be a part of.
I'm not real well-versed in modern rap.
Huh.
So I don't know a lot of these new guys.
Who are the old school people you know?
Oh, you know, like Sugar Hill Gang.
Sure. The one group that you are a part of for 5 minutes at a barbecue.
Yeah, that's right.
And not even official. I don't think you were officially recognized as a member of the group. I think that you said that you were a member of the group very quietly off to the side, and no one contradicted you because they couldn't hear you.
I think that if you're going to look at it completely honestly with the benefit of hindsight, I think I assumed I was in the group because I was there and because I did try to contribute a rap that did slow everything down. But I understand why the other members of the group would maybe say that I was not an official member.
Right. And what happened? You showed up to the garage when they were having an official rehearsal?
Oh, have I never told you this story?
I can't remember. What happened?
I don't know it for sure, and I would love to.
There was a barbecue happening. My next door neighbors were having a barbecue, and that just happened to include a number of the members of the Sugar Hill Gang. The whole gang was there, but they were not all residents of the same house.
They weren't in a bubble together. They weren't in a family unit.
No, they were not in a family unit. This is, of course, it's way before the pandemic. I
sure,
mean,
this is
a long time
1978,
ago.
1978, 1979?
Yeah. And so, but I was there at the barbecue along with Wonder Mike, Master G, Choreo, and Big Bang Hank. And the four of
How did you know these guys, or did the host of the party?
Wonder Mike was my next door neighbor.
Oh, okay. Was he having the party?
No, Big Bang Hank was having the party at Wonder Mike's house.
Okay, that happens sometimes because he has a better house.
Sometimes it happens. He has the better house. Big Bang.
Have you ever had a party at someone else's house?
Oh, Scott, I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. You got to say hey.
Okay, I'm sorry. Next time, I'll get your attention.
So yeah, Big Bang Hank loved to entertain, but he had a very small backyard. And so Wonder Mike is not a big entertainer, but very generous with his time and with his home. And he would often host these barbecues that Big Bang Hank would throw. So
can I just ask, would Big Bang Hank clean up after the barbecue, or would he?
No, he would. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
Big Bang Hank was a good guy, and of course he would stick around to throw away the paper plates and such. So Big Bang Hank throwing a party at one of Mike's house. At one point, there's a bunch of us in the living room because Wonder Mike was very proud of his color TV. And so we were all admiring the color TV, and then he just started rapping.
What were you admiring about it? Was it the color aspect or the dimensions of the
color
TV?
Aspect was a big, it was big and it was color. So it was both of those things combined. The fact that it was just, for the time, a huge console television that was really like another piece of furniture in the house.
Oh, so it was almost like a built-in almost?
Built into what?
Into the wall, I mean, like.
No, it was not. I mean, it was against the wall. So I guess you could say it was almost in the wall, but it was solid. So it couldn't go all the way through.
I see. And how many rooms in this house?
Oh, how many rooms in one
of
Mike's house?
How many baths?
I mean, I never saw the whole house. I would imagine it was like a 3-bedroom house, probably 2.5 baths.
2.5 baths. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay. I just wanted to really get the picture.
And a beautiful console color TV. And like I say, it was like, you know, TVs in those days, it was like part of the furniture. So you could put a picture frame on there. You could put a bowl of ornamental fruit. Have you ever gone over a friend's house to visit and he's got a big TV? You could put fruit on there. You could put a picture frame. You could see what you like to see.
I know he's thinking about God. I can just tell. I can see it in his eyes.
Is there anybody out there?
Take all of your change out of your pocket.
You can't truly be. Oh, okay.
Cal, take it out.
Penny, take it out.
Nickel, dime, quarter. Kennedy half dollar, Susan B. Anthony dollar.
Sacagawea?
Right. No, I don't. Sacagawea, Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Shaggy Jawea.
Oh, sorry. Who was on that coin? It wasn't me. Shaggy Jawea.
Okay, so are you back? Are you? You're not thinking about God, right?
I'm not thinking about God.
Continue.
So, So Wanda Mike's house, we're all in the living room and we're talking about the TV for a little while and stuff like that. And then, I don't know, everybody's just having a good time. And Wanda Mike starts rapping about the TV and how big in color it is. And then the other guys start joining in. And then and this is the rap that eventually would become Rapper's Delight. Oh. And I didn't realize that at the time, of course. I just thought, this is a fun thing that's happening. What are these guys doing? They're talking, but people are clapping and they're talking to the beat, which also ended up being in Rapper's Delight. Now that I think of it, I think he was explaining it to me, what was going on.
Okay, that's right. A lot of those early rap songs have explanations of why they're rapping instead of singing.
Yeah, it's very comforting to say, don't be scared. I know this seems strange, but what I'm doing is I'm performing musically, even though it seems like I'm talking to the beat of the clapping. And so so the guys go around and they each do a verse. And then I think like, OK, oh, I get it. We're supposed to do this. I didn't realize these guys were kind of like a unit at the time. Mm. And so they came in
as the Sugar Hill Gang. They didn't form because of this rap.
I think prior to that barbecue, I think they were unofficially already the Sugar Hill Gang.
OK,
Sugar Hill Gang mean?
Well, it's the neighborhood. They were from Sugar Hill, and there was four of them. That's enough to constitute a gang.
Sure. Great. Thank God there were four. Otherwise, it would have been the Sugar Hill Trio.
Yeah, you can't. And it doesn't have the same sound. Sugar Hill Trio, Sugar Hill Gang, Sugar Hill Duo, Mr. Sugar
Hill.
Although
if you had been involved, it would have been the Sugar Hill Quintet, perhaps.
Well, no, I think they would have stuck with gang. I mean, I think to avoid jazz comparisons.
Sure.
People think they're going to hear some Dave Brubeck style stuff, and then it's like, no, it's rapping. I'm talking to the beat.
That's true, Scott. You don't want for rap to start and people to go like, oh, I'm about to hear some Take Five.
Or eat a Take Five.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you think anyone's ever eaten a Take Five bar while they listen to Take Five?
I don't think it's ever happened. It's impossible. The world would end.
So then I started, I jumped in, and at the time, this is before I added hay to my, rap style.
Sure.
I jumped in saying, Wanda Mike, I like your TV. It's really pretty good. I like to be at your house right now where the chicken doesn't taste like wood. I like to eat all kinds of food, and these are the foods I'll list. I like chicken, as I mentioned before. I like macaroni, which I think one of you fellas remembered. I didn't say remembered at the time. I said which one of you fellas mentioned. I'm remembering the rap that I did at the time. Oh, now I've gotten lost in the rap I was already lost in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a double inception. It's a double rap fail for me, which has never happened before, and I'm a little embarrassed.
Sorry, Cal.
How was this received?
I appreciate your sympathy. It felt pretty bad.
So at the time, it was not received well.
No, I think that's safe to say. Everyone, the clapping stopped almost immediately when I started speaking. Then everyone, they weren't staring at me so much as they were just looking down.
Yeah, looking away, but trying not to look at you.
I could tell that people were embarrassed on my behalf, which is always a terrible feeling.
And why was it the words you were saying, or was it the mere fact that someone like you would dare presume to get in on what was their activity?
I'm going to say it's a big combination of both, Scott.
Cal, is it true that when that embarrassment started that you also peed?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if I did. I mean, it was a long time ago, but...
Did the Sugar Hill Gang ever rap about that? Remember our neighbor
when he tried to
rap with us? He ended up peeing his pants?
Oh, gosh, I hope not. Oh, I mean, it's hard to say if I avoided my bladder because I felt so covered in flop sweat that any number of fluids could have been coming out of me at that point.
Oh, my God.
I was drenched in sweat.
Cal, we have to take a break if that's okay.
Sure, it's your show.
Sure, of course. When we come back, we'll get to why you're here.
I respect you and the rules that you apply to your program.
Thank you so much. So when we come back, we'll get to the reason Cal came on the show and what he actually wants to talk about. I know we've gone down several
we don't have to
blind avenues, but we'll also have Bean Dip here. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans? Ugh, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Comedy Bang Bang, we're here. Bean Dip is here with us, just jamming 2021.
Jamming 2021. Hey, Scott, what's up? Let's jam.
Yeah, totally. We got to jam. And speaking of jamming, we have Cal Solomon, who is an original, well, he's not really an original member of the Sugar Hill Gang as much as he was adjacent to them, a neighbor to one of them, and thought he was in the group. This is what I wanted to get to when I asked you to tell the story, because I feel as if we've told the story of the barbecue a few times.
Right.
What happened the second you presumed you were in
the group, Scott? And I feel bad for doing that, because I know you're not a guy who's going to invite somebody on the show to ask them the same story over and over again. So I apologize. I know it's got to be boring for you and for the listener,
especially not in 2021.
2021, easy to say.
What I want to know is even though you felt that embarrassment,
keen embarrassment,
you still felt like you were part of the group.
Yes, because I felt like, all right, I didn't do great, but I did do what everyone else was doing.
Sure. And there's always room for improvement.
There's always room for improvement. I think.
Cal, are you okay? Are you crying?
I'm a little emotional because I'm imagining Wonder Mike, Master G, Corio, and Big Bang Hank saying the same thing. There's always room for improvement.
Saying that to you, you're imagining them, but they didn't say that to you.
No, they didn't. But I bet they said it to someone at some point.
What, maybe one of each other?
Yeah, I mean, those guys were very encouraging with each other, and they had a real bond, and it was great to see and feel like I was part of for a little bit.
So how long did you think you were in the group? This is what I'm getting to. Did you go over to one of their houses the next time they got together, assuming that you were in it, or at what point did you find out you were not?
No, I didn't really see any of those guys together or separately.
Even your neighbor?
I would see him like as he was going in and out the door, you know what I mean? But I didn't see him for any meaningful amount of time. I hope not. I hope not. I would say, hi, Wanda Mike.
Is it Wanda Mike, like WandaVision, or Wonder Mike?
No, Wanda. Like, he's a Wanda, one of the, like, the seventh wonder of the world, because his raps are so good.
It's just your dialect. I couldn't quite tell.
Like what, Bean Dip?
Like Brad Scott, give us the program.
Like Wanda Bread.
Right, is it? Yeah. Are you a fan of Wonder Bread, Bean Dip?
Oh, I love Wonder Bread, Wonder Mike, Wonder Woman. Anything Wonder, I'm into it.
Stevie Wonder?
Wonder Woman 1984?
Stevie Wonder 1984.
Even that, wow. So at what point did you figure you never saw them again? At what point did you realize to yourself, oh, I'm probably not in this group? Was it when the record came out?
Yeah, or? I think when I heard the song on the radio and I said, why does this sound familiar? And then the more it went on, the more I you know, I'm recognizing the voices. Wonder Mike? Big Bang Hank? Choreo too? Master G?
And the rest?
And then I realized, like, oh, they made it a thing. They're a real rapping group and I'm not in it.
And at what point were you listening to like hip hop station? I mean, I don't even know if they had hip hop stations at the time, but I guess it was played on pop radio, or was
it
this
played on pop radio? I heard it on Top 40 radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
Top 40.
And at that point, you're still living next door to Wonder Mike?
Still living next door to Wonder Mike.
Did you go over to his house and demand answers, or what happened?
No, I did send him, I slipped a note under his door saying, Wonder Mike, congratulations, I heard your song on the radio. I'll never forget that great day at the barbecue that Big Bang Hank threw at your home. How much fun we had creating rap music.
So you were trying to get in, you were writing a complimentary note, but also you were trying to get in good, Cal, right?
Well, I mean, I don't try to be too devious about things, but I wanted to leave the door open. Like, if you wanted to record with me, of course, I'd love to record with the Sugar Hill Gang, but I didn't want to be too pushy about it. But he moved about a week after that.
Really? Yeah. Did he put up a for sale sign like an hour after you left the note, or
not an hour after I left the note, but the next day?
So that was a quick, sounds like a quick close, quick escrow.
Yeah. I mean, I chalked it up to, I mean, it was a great house. I mean, I'm not surprised that it went that quickly.
Well, sure. A 3-bedroom with a 2.5 baths and what almost could constitute a built-in for a television.
A nice backyard. Well, no, he took the TV with him, I think.
But the built-in, you know, the structure of it still remains, I would imagine, if you bought the same size TV.
What?
Never mind.
It's kind of very confused. I feel like I did a poor job as a storyteller by implying that the TV was built in. It was not.
Yes, Scott, remember, it's a TV that can have a bottle of fruit on it.
Sure. Okay. But sometimes you get to have him. Anyway, never mind. We're getting in the weeds about the house. But have you checked back in on Zillow with this house and seen? Do you still live there?
I still live in the same place.
So what are the houses in the area? Like, what are they worth right now? What's it going to take to get you out of this house is what I'm. I'd like to buy your house.
It never occurred to me to check. Well, Scott, why? Why do you want to buy my house? Don't you have a house?
Sounds like a great area. The Sugar Hill.
Sugar Hill is a great place to live. I love it. I've been living there all my life. It never occurred to me to look at the prices of the houses. Go ahead. What's your question? Maybe I was about to answer.
Did you inherit the house or did you buy it? Or?
I was about to say I inherited the house, so I've never known what it cost, and I've never known what the houses around me cost.
Who'd you inherit it from, Cal?
I inherited it from my parents. They are deceased now, but when they were alive, they lived in the house.
And did they inherit it from someone like a millionaire who left them it in their will, or did they buy it?
Yeah, did they buy it, or did they like get it from a vampire who died?
Trying to think back, I don't remember hearing any stories like that. So I would imagine they just bought it and didn't inherit
it
from
young,
a vampire.
They didn't want to scare you.
Hey, that could be. They were very loving parents.
So the house has been in your family for, at least two generations.
At least two generations.
But decades.
Yeah, that's safe to say. I'm decades old.
Have they passed on at the time of the party, or?
Yeah, they were gone by then, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Cal, will you end up giving the house to anybody who you like?
Well, I mean, I don't have any heirs. I'm not married, I don't think, right? And... and you know, I don't know who I'd leave the house to. I mean,
what about the Big Bang Hank's family?
To the best of my knowledge, Big Bang Hank's family is doing pretty good. I think all of the guys ended up doing okay. Master G, Choreo. I think they're all right, you know.
Although in the streaming era, you know, maybe they could use some You know, I mean, you have to stream a song 1,000 times for it to count as a sale, you know?
Oh, I
mean,
I see.
This is music business accounting, I tell you.
You feel like in the advent of streaming, probably the Sugar Hill Gang took quite a hit.
I think so. They could maybe use some property.
Hey, you never know. Oh, I know what I could do.
What?
I could turn it into the Sugar Hill Gang Museum.
That sounds
great.
Idea.
I could have a nonprofit.
Oh, you know, yeah, nonprofit.
Or for profit.
Well, no, I mean, this is after I'm gone. So I can make the plans now, and it could be a nonprofit thing and just be a place in Sugar Hill where people could go and they could see the origins of the gang.
Sure.
And I could
What would be in the museum? Would it be like I can only imagine a very large window overlooking Wonder Mike's backyard. Where yeah. it all
of course.
Went down.
You got to have that. I maybe even want to knock out a wall to make the window even bigger, you know,
sure.
so you could like, it would be like you're walking into an environment, like a terrarium, you know, looking out, and then you feel like you're a bug trapped in there.
that sounds great.
Awesome. Maybe you could have some of their furniture from the old. I don't know whether whoever bought Wonder Mike's.
That's long gone.
That's long gone. Okay. So maybe one of the gold records or something like that.
If I could get my hands on one, that would be terrific.
Cal, I have an important question for you. This may help you to get a gold record because maybe if you could decipher this.
Ooh.
When you say choreo, is it like Corey-O, or is it like the beginning of choreography?
It sounds.
Is it like the cookie Oreo with a K?
Great question.
You're almost both right. It is Kory-O.
So like Candy-O, the Cars album, but with Corey.
And with a K.
Okay. Okay. Cute. All right. I think I got it.
I think it sounds adorable.
Well, I hope you got it. I mean, I did spell it.
Sure. And you gave us a lot of clues afterwards.
Lot of clues. A lot of people will give so many clues after they just spelled it.
Sure. You're like the snowman. So many clues.
Oh, Mr. Policeman.
What else could you get? I mean, if I were to go to the Sugar Hill Museum.
Can I say something? I'm really hung up on this idea of knocking out that wall and making it all glass so you feel like you're a terrarium, a bug in a terrarium. And
maybe
you can
do it even without the museum idea.
Well, yeah, I think what I want to do is just create an environment where people feel like they're bugs in a terrarium.
This sounds great.
Yeah, like a nature museum kind of thing instead of... if I were to go to a Sugar Hill Gang museum and there was no gold record,
right,
no old furniture, and all there was a window overlooking someone else's house.
Can you imagine the disappointment if you show up to the Sugar Hill Gang museum and there's no old furniture?
I'd be so mad. I would think, I drove across the country and there's no chairs.
There's no built-in television?
I would be furious. So instead, do a nature museum idea where people can go inside, feel like they're bugs trapped in a terrarium.
You
can like sort of do a Bug's Life kind of thing, you know, get giant things and put them in your house.
Yeah, giant things.
Sure, like a big shoe or something.
And Cal, while people are being bugs in a terrarium, you could play Sugar Hill Gang music and your music.
Here's what I'm thinking. First of all, they walk in, they think it's just a nature museum where they're bugs. I don't mean to shoot down your idea, but I think a big shoe is the last thing you'd want to have in there when you're trying to make people feel like they're bugs. So I would have giant blades of grass. I'd have like a big dime.
How often do you think bugs encounter a big shoe, though? I would say more often than a blade of grass. Or a dime.
Than a blade of grass?
God, hey, but more than a dime.
They live in the grass.
They do live in the grass.
About a shaggy Jawia? Would you maybe instead
maybe
of a dime?
Maybe I put a shaggy Jawia in there.
What's
but
amazing.
A dime never changes, and it hasn't for such a long time. Everyone would know the dime and the size, and they would say, I know what size a dime is. Now I know what size I am compared to the dime.
I'd be afraid if you got a penny that people would think they were in Batman's cave.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not terrified. I'm just like a little nervous about it.
So they go in the living room. That's the entrance. And that's, so I have like a light that's pointed at them to say, now it's time to shrink you down to bug size. And then there's a noise like beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep. And then I say, now you're bug size. When you go in the next room, you're going to be the size of a bug. And then they walk in there, and it's the blades of grass, and it's the dime, and
and maybe the shoe.
Know, no, I Scott, I'm sorry, I got to put my foot down about this. No pun intended.
Scott, stop trying to be the CEO of the insect place.
Thank you, Bean.
I'm just saying.
I think I gotta say the shoe doesn't feel right to me.
So if the shoe doesn't fit,
I must quit.
Admit.
I must admit, I don't like it.
If the shoe doesn't fit, then don't add it to the bug museum. Classic.
There we go. That I can get behind. So then there's like, I record like a voiceover saying, now you're a bug. Look around.
Why not do it live?
Well, I'm
just like Bill O'Reilly would.
Because I'll have passed on, Scott. This is the
I thought that you were doing this while you were still alive.
No. This is my legacy. When I die, since I don't have any heirs to pass the house on to, it will become this nature museum. And a little surprise coming up.
Yeah. Would you then, on the voiceover, introduce yourself as the recently deceased Cal Solomon? Hello, I'm the recently deceased Cal Solomon.
Well, I wouldn't say recently. I think that's going to bump people out. And I might not mention that I'm deceased. I might just say, hi, this is Cal Solomon, one of, I thought, the founding members of the Sugar Hill Gang.
Cal, I know what you could say. You could say, hi, this is Cal Solomon. I am not deceased.
Oh, that would definitely, no one would be bummed out by that.
They would be, although I feel like it would raise some questions. Like people might be saying, why did he say that? It makes me think he is deceased and he's trying to pretend like he's not.
Maybe.
How about this? I would say, hi, I'm Cal Solomon. As you hear this, chances are I'm deceased, as all human beings are eventually. Now I think I'm back to the original problem. How about this? I say, hey, everybody, never mind who I am. Here's a recording of me.
Now I'm starting to wonder who you are. But you did say hey at the beginning, so it got my attention.
That's an Easter egg for the super fans.
Sure.
So Easter eggs within the voiceovers.
Giant Easter eggs are going to be in this? Is that what you're saying?
Scott, I think you... Do you really think that's what I meant?
Maybe.
Well, that's a yes or no question. Do you really think that's what I meant?
No.
Okay. I thought as much. You're just trying to have fun. I get it. It's a fun show. So the recording would continue. Now you're a bug. Look around. Everything's, the grass is so much bigger than you thought. That's what it's like to be a bug. Uh-oh, there's the weed whacker. Look out, because it's coming to get you. Not really. I'm just kidding around. It's a sound effect. Don't be scared. Look around. See that dime? You've never seen a dime so big. But if you're a bug, that's how big all dimes are. Now come with me to the next room. And the next room is the kitchen. So what are we going to do in there? Probably more big blades of grass.
Demolish it, Cal.
Yeah, I'd have to demolish the kitchen and put in more blades of grass. And I'd say, continuing the tour. Yeah, that's right. Being a bug is a lot of grass. You see it everywhere you go. Because to you... what is a short measure of distance for a human being is a great chasm of miles. So going through a backyard for you is a legendary trek, but for a human being, it's like no big deal. So then I say on to the next room, and that is the bedroom that I have demolished. Put in the big window that overlooks Wonder Mike's backyard.
Why demolish the bedroom?
God, that was what you just asked, Cal, was asinine.
I'm sorry. I thought that you said you demolished the bedroom to put in a window. No, you demolished the wall.
I've demolished. Well, it's a demo on the bedroom, too, because we're getting rid of closets. We don't need those.
Okay.
So all you need is just a big empty room with one big window that overlooks Squander Mike's backyard. Mm. And of course, got to have the signature giant blades of grass in there. And then what happens is I say on the recording, I say, hey, do you hear that? And then the soft strains of Rapper's Delight start coming in on the recording. The volume first is low, and then it gets increasingly louder. And I say, welcome, Bugs, to the wonderful world of rap music. and then you're hearing rap music like no bug ever could, because you still have your human ears. And then the song plays to its completion. The doors are locked for the duration of the song. That might be legally, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that, but I don't want anyone to leave before the song is over. But I will have to investigate, are you allowed to lock paying customers in a room for the duration of Rapper's Delight?
Well, they do it for safe rooms, right?
I don't know. Are the rooms really locked?
I mean, one can only presume that there's some sort of emergency button that they can press, but then why wouldn't everyone press it?
I think because the fun is to figure out the mystery.
Yeah, they paid for the fun of figuring out a life problem.
So that's what I'm saying is people are paying for the fun of going into your museum. Why would they leave before a rap song is over?
I guess there's probably some sort of disclaimer or waiver I can have people sign, but then I don't want to give too much away. Because if you say, like, and by the way, you can, by signing this, you consent to being locked in a room for, you know, 4.5 minutes. You know, and then people say, why? And then you don't want to spoil the surprise of, I'm going to introduce Bugs to rap music.
Right. And especially if you already said, hi, I'm Cal. I am not deceased. Then you've already got them on a second why. And you're not trying to make this a why experience.
I want it to be fun. I want it to be a wonderful experience where people can go. They can feel like a bug and learn about rap music.
I guess, don't you think most people would know about rap music coming into this? Or do you think the process of them turning into a bug would then wipe their memory of any rap knowledge that
I guess
they have?
I'm assuming if you go to a nature museum and a voiceover says, now you're a bug, you put yourself in a bug mindset.
Okay. This makes sense to me. This sounds good to me.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I would.
Well, Cal, this sounds great. I hope this happens for you.
I hope it does too.
If you need any kind of paperwork in order to get this going, LegalZoom, of course, they're not a law firm, but you can go to their website and
they sound like a group of interesting people.
I could lend or give you a lot of money for this, Cal.
That's all I forgot. Bean Dip is, has a ton of money. You're a millionaires.
Oh, wow. Bean Dip. I had no idea. What's that like? It must feel great.
It feels great, man. It makes life easy. People say money's not everything, but they don't understand that when you have money, you don't have any concerns.
That's what they don't get about it.
But what about, I'd heard that more money equals more problems. Is that not true?
Have you heard that rap song?
I can't believe you know that, Cal.
See? You got to keep up with the...
I guess I do. I'm really behind.
That was in the 90s, too. That was...
Still, that's way more recent than I thought Cal would know.
That's true. Well, look, guys, we're running out of time. We only have time for one final feature here on the show, and that's a little something called plugs.
Can I finish? Spike like Jones or diminish like spinach. If you want plugs, little buddy, you can get it. Fit it under 30 seconds, cause they thought they gonna pick it. Yeah, plugs.
Wow, I like that beat. Cal, was that inspiring to you?
Was that
all?
Tupac Shakur?
So you know who, you've heard that name.
I've heard the name for sure, yeah.
Sure. No, that was Licensed to Plug by Grendel's Friends. Maybe we should play that again and you could get in on there, Cal, and you could try a little something.
I mean, I'll try, sure.
Okay, yeah, let's play it again. This is Licensed to Plug by Grendel's Friends.
Can I finish? Spike like Jones or diminish like spinach. If you want plugs, little buddy.
Have you ever listened to some plugs at your friend's house? And you,
yeah, immediately off the bat.
Wow. Well, because he was rapping too.
Yeah.
And I was trying to rap and listen to him at the same time.
That probably happened to you with the Sugar Hill Gang too.
Maybe.
I wonder if maybe Cal just hears it and then goes off without music.
Oh, okay.
So we start the song. And
it gets me warmed up.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
and
let's
then
try
I
that.
Go, yeah, because it's short.
So
it's
Devin,
a short
we'll
song.
We'll cut it off after 15 seconds or so. Here we go.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Spike like Jones or diminish like spinach. If you want plugs, little buddy, you can get it. Fit it under 30 seconds. Scotty thought they gonna pick it. Yeah.
Hey, did you ever listen to some plugs at a friend's house when you thought that it was gonna be a museum where you feel like a bug? Oh. I don't know.
I feel like the concept is like three hats on four hats.
I don't know. Like back in the days of the Sugar Hill Gang, like the beats were a little slower and you could,
yeah.
You could really...
and you could also talk about the fact that rap was new.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be afraid of it a lot.
Yeah. I felt like, how am I going to fit the rap explanation in there?
Yeah. And rap has evolved a little
what
bit.
What am I
going to
brag
40
about?
40 years. Well, guys, what are we plugging here? Bean Dip, do you have anything to plug here in the new year?
I mean, I guess for right now, I would just tell people everyone's still binging things. So if you haven't watched the first season of The Righteous Gemstones, my friend is on it. Go watch it.
Oh, that was a good show, and I liked everyone on it. So, yeah, watch Bean Dip's friend on that show.
Great.
Cal, anything that you want to plug?
Yeah, I guess I just want to plug a bunch of podcasts that I'm not on. Threedom, Stay F Homekins, and then
I'm on that one, by the way. Threedom, the one.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. I'm well.
Which one are you?
I hardly ever get to talk because the other two constantly interrupt me.
Maybe it's for the best.
Probably.
Maybe they're trying to save you from embarrassing yourself like I did with the Sugar Hill Gang.
Like the Sugar Hill Gang should have done with you.
I wish. So Threedom, Stay F Homekins, which is this nice married couple that started a podcast during the pandemic. And The Neighborhood Listen, which is a fun improv podcast based on the Nextdoor social networking app. And those are all free wherever you get your podcasts.
I love it. All right. Well, I want to
I don't care.
Okay. I kind of pop by the best.
I got
damn. I want to plug Threedom as well. And I also want to plug Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun, which is out there on Netflix.
Sure.
And season one is out there and people should watch it. It's six episodes, pretty short. And
it's got fun in the name.
Yeah, and it's fun, and we're looking for a season two, so we need people to watch it. So,
can I ask a question, Scott?
Yeah.
Do any jukeboxes appear on that show?
I think so, and maybe episode six?
Oh, man, I love to see a jukebox on a TV show.
You should check that out, episode six. Watch the first five before it, and then six. Yes,
what exactly is the show, Scott?
Well, it's a bizarre sketch show starring three Australian types. People doing fake Australian accents the entire show, which you'd be like, how do they keep that up? But they do it somehow.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
It's a lot like those LegalZoom people. Interesting.
An interesting group of people.
All right. Well, before we do this, though, I want to say we finally we released the new plug bag theme last week. And within 24 hours, we got three separate remixes. So we're going to be hearing them over successive weeks. Let's hear, first of all, our old friend Michael Hardigan, who's done so much scoring work for us for the Solo Bolos and for the plug bag. Let's hear his remix. Let's close up the old plug bag.
When you see something open, get a rope up and start to twist. Then you find that you're getting a little eye mist. You think you're crying and you know what to do. Get up in there and do what you do. You gotta open up the plug bag.
Open it up.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure it's not closed.
Open up the plug bag.
Make sure you got oxygen.
And don't mess around with it.
Make sure you don't mess around. Don't mess around. You make sure you
don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
Don't mess around.
Open it up.
Open that shit.
Yeah. Great job, Michael Hardigan. Guys, wow. What do you think of that?
Awesome.
You know, I feel like that maybe it would be helpful if I had another guy when I try to do the rap. So I say a word, and then it's the other guy's problem to come up with the rhyming
so
word.
So you tag team it, yeah.
Yeah, so if I end with do, then he also ends with do.
Well, not the same word.
Huh.
Oh, well, that's what they did. That was the very first rhyme. I thought it was like, well, that makes sense. Just use the same word.
New style of rap.
It automatically rhymes.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for being on the show. Bean Dip, so good to see you, and great to hear about your sister. I'm glad she's finally safe, or will be safe soon. Maybe bring her on the show next time.
Sure, next time I'll bring Bean Shockey if she's not taking a nap. Thanks for having me, Scott.
How many hours a day is she taking a nap?
Seems like about 10 to 12.
But how many is it actually?
Well, probably about 30, but seems every time she takes a 30-minute nap, I'm like, wake up. So I need to do stuff with you. I need to play.
Okay. Boy, that's one thing about being a kid I miss, playing.
Bean Dip's not a kid, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, Bean Dip, how old are you?
I'm a grown woman, 36.
Oh, wow. I was going to say, what a remarkable achievement for a child to be a millionaire.
Well, who's that kid who opens up and plays with toys on YouTube? They're a millionaire, I think.
I saw an interview with that child where he was asked, why do you think people like you so much? And he said, because I'm entertaining and funny.
I mean, he knows what people like.
I mean,
if only we
could
get there on this show. Cal Solomon, great to see you. You're one of our favorite guests. You did give me pushback on the giant shoe today, which I'm not accustomed with you.
I know. And I hate to do it. I hope I wasn't rude, but I do think that if you're going to make people feel like a bug, you probably shouldn't put a giant shoe in there.
That's great words for 2021. We could all live by that this year. All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.